بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala May He shower His choicest of peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam His family, His companions, and upon all those who tread His path in the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers, excuse myself for being seated for this khutbah because I am having a slight injury in my leg. I am unable to stand for long. Respected brothers, in our previous khutbah, we discussed about how to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was few days prior to Ramadan. And today we are in the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan. And today I would like to give you some parting advice from this month. What we need to take from this month, what changes we can bring in life so that we can follow those things in our life, inshallah, in the next Ramadan. Respected brothers, let us take the example of two gardeners. Two gardeners. So, both of them, they loosen the soil, they water the soil, they prepare the sand, the soil in such a way that they will be able to derive some fruits in the later time. So, two gardeners do the same act on a daily basis, but only one of them plants a seed. Only one of them plants a seed. Whom do we think will find or would reap benefits by doing the gardening? It's obvious the person who sowed the seed or the person who planted the seed. We, during the month of Ramadan, will also fall under the two categories. Some of us might have planted seeds in Ramadan. Some of us would have done the homework which is necessary for seeds to grow. We need to pose a question whether did we plant a seed or not. And that seed, respected brothers, I am referring to is taqwa. Taqwa. If the seed of taqwa has been planted, no worries, inshallah ta'ala, till the next Ramadan, we will have enough strength to protect ourselves from sins as much as we can. But if we have spent the time during this month, the last 25 days, if we have spent it in such a way that we didn't plant that seed, we continued our normal routine as normal lives, we continued sinning, we were not ready to stay awake at night in the worship of Allah, we were not ready to spend our time in the obedience of Allah, it is sad to say, respected brothers, we haven't planted the seed yet. But remember, it is not too late. We have few days remaining, let us all focus and plant the seed of taqwa. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about fasting, all of us know the famous ayah which most of the khatibs would have quoted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I prescribe fasting to you so that you may attain taqwa. The word la'allakum has been used in this verse. Word la'allakum. The Arabic translation for the word la'alla is hopefully, perhaps. Hopefully or perhaps. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us is, if we observe fast, perhaps you can reach taqwa, you can attain taqwa. It is not guaranteed. Why isn't taqwa guaranteed, respected brothers? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of using the word la'alla, hopefully or perhaps, if He has used the word that you will become pious, it would mean that all those who observe fast will end up becoming God-fearing people. But that is not the case. The reason is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left that space, saying hopefully or perhaps, for us to make a change in our lives. for us to make a change in our lives. We see that very clearly. Not all those who fast fear Allah. And most of us, if we have to self-evaluate ourselves, we will know where we stand. So therefore, let us plant the seed of taqwa and remember, merely staying in hunger and thirst is not enough for us to reach taqwa. There are so many other activities to be done. So what do we expect after this month? We need to bring about a change. If we have to look at this gathering, there are some of us who would have fasted 50 Ramadan, 40 Ramadan, 30, 20, 10. Different, so many Ramadans we have achieved in our life. We have attained so many Laylatul Qadrs, so many Qiyamul Layls, so many Taraweeh. Approximately 600 rakat of Taraweeh during this month. But yet, respected brothers, has each and every Ramadan left a change in my life is the question mark. I have fasted for the last 25 days. What change have I seen in me? What spiritual progress have I seen in my life? Or is it the same routine? I wake up in the morning and I break fast when the sun sets and I pray my Salatul Taraweeh, yet I don't see a change. So we have to bear it in mind, at least the balance few days what is remaining. We need to try our level best to bring about a change in our personal life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this month so that we can repair, reform, service ourselves, just like machines need it. For the other 11 months, rest of the year, other than Ramadan, we spend most of the time for the worldly affairs, for our family, our bazaar, our workplace. Compared to the time we spend in worship during this month, the rest of the year is spent in so many different aspects, so many different things in life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that insan is weak. He needs a season where he can polish himself, he can become better, so that he can stay strong until next Ramadan. Just like machines need service, we too need service to our hearts, respected brothers. That is the course we are undergoing currently. That is the training we are experiencing now. That's the training during this noble month. So let us make the maximum out of this training session, this training period. Let us not regret after Ramadan, why didn't I do? Why couldn't I pray Salatul Taraweeh? Why didn't I recite enough Quran? Why didn't I make enough dua? Let us not regret after Ramadan. Let us start thinking from now on. Now coming to taqwa, respected brothers, the meaning of the word, the Arabic word taqwa, is derived from the word wiqaya. From the word wiqaya. Wiqaya means protection and safeguarding. Protection and safeguarding. Some of us might translate taqwa as fear, but it has more to do than fear. The Arabic word for fear is khawf and not taqwa. The Arabic word for fear is khawf, not taqwa. The difference between the two words, taqwa and khawf, is, respected brothers, a criminal who wants to perpetrate a crime, for an example, he wants to drive even after seeing the red light in front of him. So he's a culprit. He wants to perpetrate something which is wrong according to the law. So when this person is doing that particular crime, bottom of his heart, he has the fear that there might be cops waiting to catch me. Even though he has the fear, yet he is ready to do that particular crime. So that fear which comes in this criminal's heart is khawf, is fear. He fears, but yet he disobeys. But when it comes to taqwa, respected brothers, it is different. This man, he can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he restrains himself, he controls himself from sinning, fearing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would question me. And at the same time, he's conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. So fear and taqwa are two different things. We cannot give the same definition for both words. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have during this month is, we need to bring that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. He sees me wherever I am. Scholars give a very nice example. During the day, in the month of Ramadan, in hot summer, a person who is known for sinning, society calls him a criminal. Let us lock him inside a room where he finds cold water. And he is suffering from extreme thirst. He wants to quench his thirst. Most of the time, or we can say generally, even though he can be a soul, he can be called a criminal to the world, but even though he's locked up in this room all alone, he's just left with that one bottle of water. All that he needs to do, open the fridge, get the bottle, and just start drinking and quench his thirst. But what will this person say? My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Respected brothers, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn through Ramadan is, when I made things which were halal as haram, drinking water is haram for a prescribed period, that's it, from dawn to dusk. When I made certain things which were halal as haram, you were ready to stick to that. Whether you are alone, whether you are abroad, whether you are the only Muslim living in that particular country, you will not disobey. But respected brothers, the question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us is, there are so many harams which has been mentioned in the Quran and Hadith, which are 1400 years old, but yet insan is ready to perpetrate that crime. 1400 years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it as haram. You're ready to give up halal when I make it haram. But how many of the people are prepared to give up haram because it is haram? So Ramadan is teaching us the conscience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is teaching us to be aware that Allah is watching me. Allah is close with me. Allah is with me. It is taught. Even though we might experience thirst or hunger, we are going to talk to ourselves and say, wait, we have a few hours remaining, I will give you food after some time. That's what we are going to tell our stomachs. None of us are going to be obedient to our stomach just because it is asking for some food and water. But respected brothers, remember, the stomach doesn't know what divine command is. But remember, our inner souls know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and dislikes. Our nafs craves for haram. Our nafs wants to commit sins. But generally, as insan, we are weak. We fall prey to our nafs by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't listen to our stomach when it asks for water or food. But we tend to listen to our nafs when it asks for us to commit a particular sin. Even during this noble month, at times we find it difficult to control our eyes. Subhanallah. We are hungry. We are craving for food. We want water. Even in spite of all that difficulty, we find it very difficult to lower our gaze. But this lowering of the gaze was made haram 1400 years ago. But eating during the day, in the month of Ramadan, was made haram for a particular period of time. So therefore, respected brothers, we need to give up sin to get close to Allah. There is not a single prophet or a wali who became close to Allah by disobeying Allah. Nowhere in history we can prove that. If we have to get close to Allah, we need to first give up sins. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. When will we give up sins? Only when we bring taqwa in life, that is to become conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Today our case is, respected brothers, we fast. While we fast, it is like an air conditioner which is on. The air conditioner is on and the room starts to become cool. The moment we commit sins, it is like the windows in that particular room is open the air conditioner is a waste. No use. There is no benefit in that air conditioner because the windows are open. Our lives, respected brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are so many people who observe fast, but nothing has been gained by them except that they stayed in hunger and thirst. In another hadith he said, there are so many people who spend their nights in worship, but they gained nothing, but they merely stood up that night. That's it. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say this, respected brothers? The outcome from this ibadah should be that we need to control ourselves from sins. If not, if we are unable to do that, it is like the air conditioner is on and at the same time the windows are open. We can't expect a change in our lives. So, let me give you an ayat of the Quran to show what taqwa in reality is. In Surah Al-Nazi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The one who fears that one day I need to stand in the court of Allah, and he protects himself from sins. A person gets the opportunity to commit a particular sin in privacy. There isn't anybody around with him. But the Quranic verse says, he has the opportunity to do that. But what comes to his mind is taqwa. He thinks, there is a day where I am going to meet my Allah, and my Allah is going to question me with regard to this particular sin. And how am I going to answer to my Maker? How am I going to answer to my Allah? And then, وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he protects himself from committing that sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَقْوَىٰ. And that person's abode is going to be eternal Jannah. Subhanallah. And the following verse, after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who transgresses by following his vain desire, by committing sins, فَإِنَّ الْجَهِيمِ. And that person is going to end up, Allah forbid, in the dangerous hellfire. So it is all to do in giving up sins in life, and that is what the training it is given to us during this noble month. That is the training given to all of us, whether we are big or small. So therefore, respected brothers, as I mentioned, this is the final Friday, the last Friday for this noble month of Ramadan. I would like to discuss about few sunnahs related to the day of Eid as well. Before going to Salatul Eid, it is sunnah to eat odd number of dates, to eat odd number of dates before we go for prayers, and to wear the best clothing what we have. It's not a condition that a person has to wear the new clothes. No, it's the best clothes, whatever you have. It is preferable for us to wear that. And also, it is highly recommended that we take a bath before we go to the Eid prayer. And another important sunnah is Zakatul Fitr. We need to pay our Zakatul Fitr to the needy before the Salat of Eid. Before the Salat of Eid. If a person pays it after it, it will not be considered as Zakatul Fitr, but it will be considered as a Sadaqah, as charity. So it is all right for us to pay 2-3 days before the Eid, this particular Zakatul Fitr. It's approximately 2.5 kilos of rice, because rice is the staple food in our country. So finally, respected brothers, there are certain things, because we have just 4 to 5 days remaining in this month. One important thing, a problem, or in fact, it is something common in our community but has to be addressed. During the last 10 days, it is a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent time in worship of Allah. But today, it is sad to see some brothers and sisters, they are busy shopping during the nights. It is a time we have to spend getting close to Allah, but due to some of our negligence, because of our carelessness, because we don't value the night time during this noble month, we spend hours shopping and return home late night. Sometimes, who knows, it could have been Laylatul Qadr that particular night. We don't know. So let us plan ourselves, let us do shopping, it's nothing wrong there, but let us try to make it something early, at least before iftar. so that we can spend the night in the worship of Allah. Because the maqsad, the motive behind it is not wearing new clothes. If our Ramadan was perfect, if we have got close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected brothers, it's alright whether we have new clothes or old clothes, it doesn't matter. That the joy which Allah places in the hearts of the true believers on the day of the Eid, after his obedience, cannot be described by words. It cannot be described by words. So what I'm trying to say is, as men, we are responsible for our women as well. If we have to try avoiding going shopping at those times when it is time for Taraweeh and Qiyamul Layl and Istighfar and Qiraatul Quran. So, Ramadan was a guest. It helped us in many ways. It is still helping us. When a guest comes to us, as Muslims, we are very good in being hospitable. Like, we help them. Our hospitality is great. So when the month came, masajid were full. Halfway through, it started to reduce. The last 10, alhamdulillah, for qiyam we see crowds. But remember, when a guest comes to our place, we need to treat them well. And that same guest is about to leave us in a few days. We must remember, whenever we send off a guest, few days prior to their leaving, we do our maximum best to make that guest feel special, and we try our level best to please that guest. So Ramadan was our guest, few days remaining. Let us not wait till the last day. It is about to depart, it is about to leave, and none of us can guarantee and say that I am 100% sure that I am going to live till next Ramadan, and it could be the final Ramadan in our lives. Sometimes Allah should give us good health. Maybe we might live till next Ramadan. Allah forbid, there might be certain sicknesses where people can be afflicted and they'll be unable to fast and stand in qiyam. So let us utilize the remaining time as much as we can, maximum. When you take a race, it is the final lap. We exert our full energy. It is the final lap. So we started, we have finished 3 laps. First lap and second lap were the final lap. So let us boost, let us energize, let us increase the ibadah, and let us become those who get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our deeds which we have committed during this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us His mercy. May He protect us from the fire of Jahannam. وَآخِرَ دَعْوَايَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.